Vashon Repertory Theater, Vashon Center for the Arts, and Voice of Vashon present Home, a series of short radio plays for our time. Next is Glory, Glory, Vanish by Eva Suter, directed by Brian Willis, starring Brian Terrell as Arik, Mick Coleman as Leaf, Rowan Breaux as Red, and with live sound effects by students from the Academy of International Education.
The sea.
The sea.
The sea.
In my day, I've had lovers.
Many lovers.
Many, many lovers.
A few. I mean, many, 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 many lovers.
As I said, in my day, I've had lovers.
Many.
Yes, as I said, in my day, I've had lovers. Many lovers with soft skin and coarse tongues and the reverse, with kind hearts and sharp wits and the opposite, with ample breast and little promise and the... What was I saying?
You've had lovers?
He's had lovers.
I've had lovers, but none, not a one compares to this.
To what?
He means the boat, the sky, the salt.
I mean the sea.
The sea.
The sea.
If she was a woman, this sea, I would grab her forcefully by her broad shoulders and take her right here on the deck of our boat. And the woman that is this sea would moan tiny moans that sounded of seals and seagulls. And she, the boat, would creak in time with her fearless lovemaking. If she was a woman, this sea.
I would caress her cheek and whisper sweet nothings into her ears. If she was a woman, this sea, I would tell her sweet things, sweet nothing things. I would wander my hands down her sides, across her breasts, nibble her neck, lead her gingerly to the beach, and take her as the waves crashed at our feet. And all the tiny creatures of the sands and palms would stand gawk-eyed and awed at our lovemaking. And she, the sea, would cry out like a wild dog at apex. If the sea was a woman and could do such things.
If she, the sea.
What would be crashing?
What?
What?
At your feet, at the beach, with the woman who would be the sea. If the sea was a woman, what would make the waves?
Well, of course, the... Oh.
Has young Red made a point there?
It's irrelevant. He thinks far too literally.
Yes, I might agree. Young Red could use to invest in some imagination.
Yes, he could. Tell us. Tell us what you would do with sea. If she, the sea, was indeed a woman with whom you could take and do things, huh?
If the sea...
The sea.
The sea.
If the sea was a woman, I would... Well, I would... If the sea was...
Yes, you would what? Is it so easy now? Is it?
Let him try.
If the sea was a woman... If she were not the sea, and in fact was a woman of flesh and blood with whom one could do things, I would take her dancing.
And then?
And then?
And then I'd ask her if she had a nice time. And then I'd take her back to her home before curfew. And if she had a nice time, I'd ask her to go out again sometime. And if she said she would, then maybe we would go for a walk in the park or some such thing. And if she was willing, we would go out on many such outings. And with her father's permission, someday we would marry, and...
Stop! You can't go on talking of marrying the sea.
Even if she was...
Even if...
Especially if...
Oh.
Even if... Especially if, son, you cannot bogart the sea. It's simply indecent.
Disgusting.
Oh. Ugh.
Sigh.
We've been out some time.
Yes, we have.
Not to say that that's a problem.
Why would it be a problem?
No, I said not to say that.
But why would it be a problem?
No, I only said...
But why?
The sea.
The sea.
The sea.
Eric, we've been out here a while, which is not a problem, because we all love this place. The sky, the salt water, all of it.
Yes, all of it, and what of it?
Where are we going? Not to say I mind simply being adrift, but you've never said exactly, where are we going?
Where are we going, he asks. I say, to that! The nerve! The honor!
I don't know.
What?
Exactly. I don't know exactly where we're going.
But you said...
I know.
And you told us...
It was a secret, lies, I have to admit.
Oh.
But not completely.
Not completely?
Not completely.
You see, there was this woman.
A real woman?
Yes.
Not a metaphor.
No, very real indeed. She was, in fact, my lover. And she had a gift for dreams.
Kind of dreams.
One morning, she woke with a start and looked at me.
Eric, you must go.
Was that it?
Where, I asked.
Away, from here.
Really?
Oh, yes. I've had this dream, you see. You need to go to sea and follow the signs to your destiny.
Where?
There will be signs. Now, hurry. Go! Now!
You're sure of this?
Absolutely! Now! Go now! Time is of the essence.
Goodbye, my love.
Oh, yes. Goodbye, my... You. Goodbye, you.
And so I left in search of adventure and destiny. And I went to the harbor and looked to find passage on a vessel, but couldn't find anything. So I... stole this number from a large man named Sven, I think. Gods may he never find me. And then I went to the dock and found you two, who signed on with naught but promise of adventure and destiny.
And riches.
Yeah, there was that.
And riches.
Beyond our wild... Oh, and women.
You did talk about women. Real, non-metaphor women.
Well.
I have a confession to make.
To what?
You what?
When I agreed to come aboard this boat, I knew...
You knew?
I knew that the boat was stolen.
You did?
And that you could not be secure in your promises of riches and women.
You did?
Because I had a dream.
Like the woman?
Like my woman?
No, not like that. I actually had a dream.
She did?
No.
And she said...
But...
No! I had a dream, and in it, there was a woman.
A real woman.
No, it was a dream.
Was she your lover?
No.
Ha ha!
In the dream, she told me I would go to sea in a tiny boat for some quarter year in 12 nights. And at the end of the 12 nights, we would be at sea no longer.
Ha.
An icy pinnacle would appear. And we would find ourselves in a new land. A land that none of our kind has seen before or set foot. That would be vast and full of wonders. That we would send word and others would follow, a few, a village, a settlement, and we would become rich on the bounty of this new place, this new land. And we would be legend.
That sounds nice. I always wanted to be a legend.
I always wanted to be rich.
It would be hard, but good. With the bounty of the land, the bounty of the sea, the women. Legendary, but not permanent. After some time, we would disappear into the ice. The village, the women, the bounty, us. Gone. With nothing but bits of rubbish left behind to remember us. They will say, we simply vanished.
vanished.
That doesn't sound so nice.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
What's today?
By my figure, about the 11th afternoon after the first quarter year.
Well then.
Well then.
Well then.
Destiny on the horizon, huh?
It might appear so.
Glory, glory, vanish, huh?
Yup.
That doesn't sound so appealing, come to think of it.
Well,
it was only a dream. It could be wrong.
I really doubt it.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
When we see it, we turn the other way. And, you know, just stay adrift with the
sea. Well, that may be, you think.
I doubt it.
But it could.
It could be worth a try.
There's no harm in trying.
Stay adrift forever if we can. If we must vanish, let it be with the sea.
With the sea.
The sea.
The sea.
In my day, I've had lovers.
Many lovers.
You sure did.
Many thanks to the Northwest Playwrights Alliance, Michael Golan Johnson, Amy Broomhall, and Gabriel Dawson for sound effects, Susan McCabe as stage manager, Kendra Phillips for dramaturgy, and for the closing song, Home, by Kat Eggleston.
Would you go if you could back over years long past to a house that stood by gray water on green grass, and the age you are, your folks were then. The kitchen table was level with your chin. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you take, if you could, a single hour or day from the hard to the good? What do you think you'd say? The bedtime book, the birthday cake, your mother's gift, your dad's mistake. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Sword or make amends? If someone gave you the power, if someone gave you the power, would you go home?